happy to say we have been able to get in touch now with Dr. Rafai. That's been we had a little issue. He's on the road, but we have been able to reach him, and now is the time we have to switch over and talk with him about the latest in obesity. And I don't know if we're going to agree with each other or not. It doesn't matter. He's the doctor. I'm just the observer. But finally to have the president of Health Transformation Consulting Company, Reality Meets Science, clinical assistant professor of medicine for Wayne State University, former regional medical director of metabolic health and weight management for Henry Ford Health. By the time I give all of your title now, Dr. Rafai, there's no time to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Sorry about that. Yeah, traveling man. I feel like a Bob Seger song in the back of my head.
Well, what you're here to tell us is for the first time in 15 years, the American Academy of Pediatrics has released new guidelines, which we have talked about on this show. They released it earlier this month for treating childhood obesity, emphasizing a need for early intensive treatment. You go ahead and start off this conversation. Tell us what you think.
Well, I think it reflects a real issue in the United States regarding metabolic health. I think it's a bit sad that as physicians, sometimes we forget that we are just DOC, not GOD. There is a significant environmental issue that's pushing the problem. I mean, we live in a very metabolic health unfriendly environment. A lot of calorie-rich, refined, and highly processed food. It's certainly not the fault of people. I don't know the argument also made on 60 Minutes about genetics. Genetics haven't really changed for 10,000 years. We have the Human Genome Project to show that. We don't have a change in genetics. We have a change in our environment. A real serious issue regarding food exposure, obviously a reduction in physical activity throughout schools, but being in that position, running the kind of programs that they're recommending, I can tell you it's more important to educate and try to align the parents, and the results kind of trickle down to the children. But even for parents, it's in people that are highly motivated. It's a very challenging environment in which to maintain metabolic health everywhere you go, whether it's the gas station or the movie theater. And I like to indulge a little bit at our wonderful friend Paul Glantz's the Imagine Theaters myself as well. It's just very challenging, Paul. I don't know what to say except for that intensive behavior modification is not easy. It's very hard to access programs like I have built and run, whether it's Pritikin in the South or it's Henry Ford in the North, and bariatric surgery itself as well. There's already over 10,000 people that qualify for bariatric surgery per surgeon that can perform it. If we add all these children, it's just impossible to provide access to an intensive lifestyle intervention that they're recommending, or a bariatric surgeon. So those are my initial thoughts.
Well, the recommendations for anti-obesity medications and for surgery, for the first time they're actually saying it, for kids, I think is horrific. And I'm just giving my opinion. You're the doctor. I'm the observer.
I agree, Paul. I'll tell you honestly. It's not that I don't believe in such things. It's just sad and horrible that we have to be at this point, that we can't really take a look at ourselves and say we're in a big problem here. I mean, corporations that are self-insured are drowning in money that they're having to pay for metabolic issues that are driven by food environment. I'm a flexitarian, Paul. I'm board certified at cheeseaholism, pizzaholism, brownieism, all of that. But we've got to dial it down to more like a 5 to 10% fun zone, not the 50 to 60% of calorie intake, highly processed foods that we have at this point. So I'm no extremist, trust me, but we are out of balance, and we're not going to be able to fix it with drugs and surgeries. And those things might be needed, but it's reflecting a problem we need to address that's deeper. They're not the solution.
And the problem that I mentioned earlier, and you couldn't have heard me because you're on the road somewhere, but we said the same thing, behavioral modification. And it's not just the behavioral modification of the kids. It's the behavioral modification of the adults who have the first line of defense for the kids on their behalf. Do you know if parents, for just 5 years, somehow we were able to get them to think of fruits and vegetables as the rewards. Food should never be a reward, but it is in this country. It shouldn't be. But if they push the fruits and vegetables and drop the whole idea of the sugar and the candies, the world would be an unbelievably different place.
But we
can't do it.
Well, it's very hard. Let me give you an example. We had our kids go out for Halloween. They gathered all kinds of candy. It's true. And then I said, kids, pick your five favorite pieces, and that's what you're going to have. And the rest had to go, Paul. I didn't have time to take it to donate to someone. I don't have that time. It's an onslaught of calorie-rich, refined, and highly processed foods. But as a parent of a 5 and 7-year-old, Antonio and Liliana, as you know, I said, this is what you're going to have. And I explained exactly why. We talked about our grandpa passed of unnecessary self-induced diabetes and dementia, a world-class surgeon who was an honor to take to the bathroom every time he didn't know my name, but it was a horrible thing to watch. Mm. And that's just not going to happen. If you're a parent, you've got to have that approach, but it's got to be balanced. You can't be an extremist, and it's hard, Paul. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
These guidelines aren't going to change anything.
And at least understanding and accepting the fact that it is more than just diet and level of physical activity. It's genetics and hormones. We've thought that. We know that. And we have to take away the reaction people have to people who are obese or morbidly obese and stop judging them automatically, saying, oh, look at the choices they've made in their lives. Look at that. That's ridiculous. That's horrible.
1,489% correct.
The stigma of a weight problem has to be looked at in the same way that if they had some other kind of a genetic problem that caused them to have to use a wheelchair to get around or any number of other things. So that's all right. That's in the right direction.
Yes, and an intractable environmental situation. You know, my brother passed of binge eating and fat shaming, Paul, so I hear you 100%.
Always appreciate the help. I hope you're doing well at your meetings on the road, and I hope you get a little R&R in there.
God bless you, Paul.
God bless you, Dr. Tom Rafai.